Yes, sir. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,926 Darlene Fenstermacher. Seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks, section 115-34B and 115-182B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of William F. Street and Fisher Street, approximately 550 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 901 address is 20636 Fisher Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 91.01. Specifically, they're requesting a 0.8-foot variance, a 5.7-foot variance, and a 1.4-foot variance. Received no letters in opposition. No mail returns, and we did receive two letters in support. And this, the first one is from Michael and Nancy Holly, who own property next door, and they have reviewed Darlene's plans, and they are in support of the application because they would be complete the raising of the existing building and replacing with the new. And then Matt Blocker received a notice for the application. He's owned a home on the adjacent street for over 10 years. He's unable to attend tonight, but wanted to voice his opinion in support of approving the proposed variance, and that the plan, the new home, would be a wonderful addition to the neighborhood. Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Darlene Fenstermacher, 341 Addison Place, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hello.
Okay. Excuse me. Can you explain to the board your request?
Yes, I'm requesting a variance for the setbacks on my lot. It's the uniqueness of the property is it's a corner lot, and to adhere to the setbacks, it causes the home to be quite narrow. And the current home on the property, there's currently a modular home on the property that I plan to take away to build the new one. And that house is already 1.5 feet over the lot setbacks. And that's what I would propose to keep the new home, that same, in fact, it'd be 2 inches less, I think, than the 1.5 feet that currently is. I cannot otherwise be developed. I worked with a designer to try to plan it. I wanted to try to get it within the setbacks, but the 1.5 foot really made a substantial difference in the room sizes of the home, which I think is why they designed the modular homes in the shape and size they did. They needed that extra 1.5 feet. It just made a huge difference without having that 1.5 feet. Not created by the applicant, was caused by setbacks for this particular lot, nothing to do with the applicant. As stated, I went for an approval for this. My husband and I went for an approval for this in 2003, and he consequently got cancer and passed away. Oh. But we were approved in 2003. I don't think it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, but actually improve the character of the neighborhood. And in addition to the two neighbors that sent letters, I did talk to two other neighbors, the neighbor directly across the street, Jack Giles, Jack and Gail Giles, who would face the house, and they were in support of it. And I talked to the neighbor behind, Stu and Shelley Ferguson, and they were also in support of it. And the minimum variance, I think the 1.5 feet is the minimum. It'd be 2 inches less than the footprint of the current house, but I think it would be the minimum to ask for to make it the house reasonable. Mm-hmm. There is one in the front, I think that was 8 inches or 0.8 feet, something like that. I have a picture. The part in the front that would, and I think you have the Foresight Services drawing that shows the proposed dwelling, and it shows in the front facing Fisher Street, there's mm-hmm. a little stoop at the front porch That's the 0.8 inches, and it's probably 6 feet wide at the most. And that's just to allow for the front stoop at the front porch. And the screen porch will actually be better than the current one, because currently the sun porch is over the setback lines, and in the proposed one, I moved it up so that it wouldn't be, because for the size, it wasn't necessary to be over the setback lines.
Okay.
Any questions?
And that's for the new screen porch?
Correct.
And the other 8 inches is for that corner of your covered porch, 0.8 inch variance.
Yes.
From that 15
yes.
foot, that correct?
Yes. And where the so front door comes out. Yep.
Right, we come down to that with. Mm-hmm. And then we're okay for the porch on the front, 5 foot. Okay.
Yeah, I think I actually did better with the drawing this time than in 03. I think 03 I might have encroached a little more.
Well,
I tried to squish it down. I was trying not to get it too big.
You've done very well, I can say. If there's any further questions, we'll start with you, Mr. Hudson. Do you have any further questions?
You're actually saying that this request is a less variance than what you were approved for in 2003.
Yes, I think it was slightly less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because before I wanted more out to the front, and now I just kept it along the back, and I indented the porch into the house.
And compared to the existing house or what was formerly on the lot, is this house comparable in size to the previous?
It will be bigger because it'll be two-story.
It's
a one-story. The current one, we can see the roof, it's one-story, mm-hmm. and it'll be two-story. It'll be a tad smaller in footprint because of that porch. I pulled it back in a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Becker?
No questions.
No questions.
Mr. Mill?
So had it not been for the fact that it's a corner lot, you would only need one variance.
Correct.
No other questions.
Okay. No questions. Mr.
It looks to me like from the survey there's a big difference between the edge of paving and the front corner property lines. Is that your understanding as well?
The paving?
Yeah, it looks like on your survey, Fisher Street and William F. Street, there looks like a pretty big gap between your property line or that.
Where the street is and my property line is a huge gap. Yeah, on both sides, but particularly on Fisher Street.
Safe to say 15 feet?
Yeah. Probably.
Or close.
Yeah, close.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a big yard. It looks, you can see it in the picture, that big yard right there.
Okay.
So it looks like a bigger front yard than it is.
You're only 8/10 of a foot or 15 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice benefit.
Any further, Mr. Sherman?
No further questions. Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,926. The uniqueness of the property certainly has been addressed by the applicant, and the criteria is for a variance right on through to 5. And it's 50 by 100. He's got a 15-foot side yard setback and a 10-yard. The other side is 10. But that doesn't give her much building space in there. And I think she's already testified, Mr. Hudson, that it's the same size home, approximately the same size home that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So the uniqueness hasn't been created. I mean, this hasn't been created by the applicant because of the corner lot. And I believe she's just trying to get her home into this setback situation, which is makes it a little tough with 50 foot frontage and then take 15 foot away from the sides. And so based on that criteria for a variance, I Make a motion we approve case number 11926.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11926. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11926 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
ma'am. You. Okay, now we'll go back. So we take case 910 or go back to the one that we... Let them go ahead and look at which ones we want to take.
I don't see any additional people, so you might want to just...
Just do this 910 and... Or do these people here? Okay, then we'll do that one.
Give the others the benefit of the doubt.
I'm sorry?
Give the others full benefit.
Sure, sure. Thank you, Mr. Mills. All right, sir. Do you want to address the... Okay. Which ones want to address the standards for me, please?
Number one, uniqueness of the property.
And just, can you state your name again for the record so that we have that for...
George Elliott.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Elliott. Mr. Elliott, and I apologize, Mr. Vendemia?
Ron Vendemia.
Have been previously sworn in.
Okay.
Yes. Now, do I need to read the paragraph or our response?
Just your response.
Our response, okay.
Like uniqueness of the property, then your response, please.
Because of the angles of the building and the narrowness of the building build-out, we are trying to keep all the buildings in uniform.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Item number two. Because current architectural standards within the condominium association would not allow us to deviate from the proposed plan.
Okay.
Item number three. No views will be obstructed with the construction of the new deck. It does not affect the neighbors, the applicant, didn't build the buildings nor construct the opposing or existing deck. Building side already encroaches on the area. So, you know, it's
the same footprint.
It's keeping it, yeah, same footprint.
Okay.
Item number four. this conforms with all the other end units of decks and on all the other buildings. Period. It conforms with all the other decks that are built on the end units. Item number five. The decks being built will allow maximum space between the buildings. Period.
Okay.
Okay.
How's everyone?
It's like throwing it up on the wall, see if it sticks, right?
We're trying.
All righty. Well, you address those. Okay, gentlemen, that's what we were requesting, and they have done those. That being said.
Mr. Chairman, I'm convinced that the applicant, based on those last comments, does meet the standards for granting a variance. They stated that the applicant didn't create the hardship because of the other building's encroachment and the placement of the other building. And they're basically just trying to conform architecturally with the other units, which is in keeping in character of the neighborhood. And in order to get that done, they're asking for a minimum to afford relief, making their situation unique because, again, of the placement of the units. So I make a motion we approve case number 11909.
Yep. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11909. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Congratulations, you made it stick. Aye, for the motion.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the... Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,909 has been approved.
Remember, gentlemen, you're being watched by your president. She's keeping an eye on things. Okay, I put a little seed in her there, so
do not go there.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
sir. Have a good evening.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Okay, now, again, the last case is 11,910. There's nobody else in here I see anywhere.
I don't see any either.
That
Mr.
having
Chairman,
been said.
I make a motion we deny case number 11,910 for lack of representation.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we deny case number 11,910 due to the lack of representation. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,910 is denied.
Mr. Chairman, how did
there
you
being
it?
No other business? I'm sorry?
How did you make it tonight?
I'd like to say congratulations to the oldest members. You made it through tonight.
We did well, yeah. I want to thank every one of you for all your concerns and calls and whatever. It's good to be back.
It's good to have
Great
you
to have
back.
You back.
May have held you up, but I'm glad to be back. Believe me, I missed it. You may not miss me, but I missed it. Thank you, gentlemen.
I watched you.
I did.
I think... I think that everyone in this be proud of these three that did a good job.
Outstanding job
where we were going.
And
there's an old Army saying, I'm military.
Yep.
I'll have any of these guys in my foxhole at any time.
Take them any day.
It's a compliment.
Thank you.
I was getting mad.
We even all the sickness and stuff that you experienced. Jamie was sick. John was deathly sick. When I talked to him, I'm in the hospital, and he
there
just
said, there are some
butter.
That I wouldn't.
David Hutt said something tonight to the effect that, I think he was probably concerned that he might be so contagious, but also it sounded like a ward in the hospital or something on the tape. So I tried. I hit my butt every time, but.
You too, but yeah, he was. Yeah. But yes, gentlemen, it's good to be back. Okay, if there is no other business, we are open for adjournment.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting is adjourned, subject to call. Meet me at a car.